This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
So here we are in the 99 Cent store in West Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
That's 99 PI producers Katie Mingle and Avery Truffleman.
They've already got the Christmas stuff out and like
Santa stuff everywhere.
Go into any dollar store in the US and you'll find the same kind of stuff.
Little Santa booties that you can put on your baby.
A little Santa costume that you can put on a wine bottle.
In U.S. dollar stores, there are grocery items and cleaning products, and some of them are name brand items. But then there's this other category of things for sale. Toys and jewelry and knickknacks that seem to have a sort of generic cheapness to them.
Loofahs.
Very generic looking razors.
Do I want this chocolate toothpaste?
I don't think so, but...
Dollar stores aren't just a U.S. phenomenon. They're in Australia and the UK, they're in the Middle East and in Mexico. They're all over the world. And a lot of that stuff, that generic cheap stuff that lines the shelves of these stores, comes from one place, a market in China called the Futian Market.
The Futian Market, where all this stuff comes from, it goes on for miles and miles of just these tiny little stores.
That's documentary filmmaker Daniel Whelan. The Futian Market is about 43 million square feet, or around 10 times the size of the Mall of America.
You could enter the market and walk around it for days and never see the same stall twice.
Daniel and his co-producer, Tobias Anderson Åkerblom, made a documentary film called Bulkland about the Futian Market and the city in China where it's located, Yiwu. In the late 1970s, communist China began to open itself up to capitalism.
The villagers spent all their sort of life savings on cheap industrial equipment and started producing items that were really easy to make, playing cards or Christmas decorations or wooden toys.
And soon, a market opened up in the city of Yiwu to sell these items.
The market was just a street market. People started making like Christmas decorations and arts and crafts. More and more people started to come to this market, and that's how it's grown up.
This is Nigel Kropp. He's a British trader who lives and works in Yiwu, and he originally came to this city just to have an adventure and teach English.
I used to do day trips to the Futian Market, and they used to show me around.
The street markets grew and grew, and eventually came to encompass four huge buildings connected by sky bridges and roads and parking lots.
And each of the buildings is divided into different products. You'll have the jewelry building, the toy building, the arts and crafts building, and the clothing building.
At the Futian Market, my business is mostly bulk sales of electronic Santa gifts.
This is Wong Xiaoyang. She has a stall in the Futian Market filled with hundreds and hundreds of plastic Santas.
We started this business in 1992. That's when my dad started it.
7 days a week, she's in this shop completely surrounded by Santas. Santas surfing, Santas climbing out of chimneys, Santas riding motorcycles with Ray-Bans on.
Before we started this business, I had never heard of the concept of Christmas. I had no idea what it was. To me, Santa is a very kind old man who slides through your chimney on Christmas and brings you gifts and happiness and good fortune. Christmas is a holiday for people overseas, but for us Chinese people, we don't get any time off for it.
Wong Xiaoyang and Nigel are just two links in the economic chain that starts in China and ends at your local dollar store. The hub of that economy is certainly the Futian Market in Yiwu, but the whole Zhejiang province is involved. Neighboring towns to Yiwu all have their specialties.
For Halloween, we export witch brooms, and there's one village that will make these brooms. There's a town that just makes wheelbarrows. You go to a town for toys or wooden puzzles or Christmas decorations. Each town has its niche.
A few years after moving to China, Nigel met his wife, Jessie, an Yiwu local.
When I started the trading company, she had a booth in the market selling bags. And also she was one of my students.
Jesse's family is one of many in Yiwu to benefit from China's turn toward a free market economy.
I've always felt part of the family. They've always accepted me. And they've always made me feel very welcome. I've never felt any different.
He got it as well. He got it.
Nigel's wife's great-grandparents can remember Yiwu before it opened itself up to capitalism.
We've lived here since we were born. We built our own house. In the old days, it was suffering. It was really terrible.
That's Nigel's great-grandmother-in-law, Gong Jinsheng.
Life was so tough that a single sweet potato was divided into pieces for several meals. I am so comforted by the change.
Of course, capitalism has also taken its toll on China.
The mountains are all dug out. There's people burning rubbish everywhere. It's smoggy all the time. And you're sort of like, for what? And then you see why. It's people who spent years almost completely malnourished now being able to sit around with a giant family and all eat and have a lovely time.
The Chinese government is also interested in moving the country away from its reputation as the world's factory.
They don't want to be where all of our junk comes from. They want to be the next South Korea or Taiwan or Japan that makes computers and cars and, you know, solar panels and things like that.
But Yiwu is the city that cheap junk built, or really only half built. The city grew so fast that basic infrastructure has not caught up to the growth. In the coming years, the people of Yiwu will have to find ways to finish building their city, and then new ways to survive as the global economy changes. The world's dollar stores will continue to be full of plastic Santas and cheap trinkets of all kinds, but soon this stuff may be made in the basements and garages and factories of some other city. 99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by J.C. Howard. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.